Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Bennett Blake here with Local Sports. The Ottoman Wheelers open up football practice, having to replace 22 seniors from last year's 4-5 squad. Coach Monty Reboff says he's excited about this young group.
You're saying to yourself, going, oh my goodness, how are we going to replace that many guys? But these kids have been really energetic this year, and I think they're, in ways, it's been kind of a plus that they've been setting in the weeds and waiting to get out there and show us what they can do. So I'm kind of excited about this group of kids. A lot of them have very little varsity experience, if any, and they're pretty eager right now.
Coach Reboff says the main thing at this point is just to see improvement every day.
We got to be patient with them and simplify things on offense, and hopefully as the season goes along we'll see a lot of improvement with confidence and the quality of play as it goes along. But of course, you know, the district we are in, pretty rugged. You're going to have to come and play every night of the week.
Coach Reboff admits the inexperience has led to a little bit of a slower pace in practice. He says it's allowed for a lot of instructional time.
You know, just simple things that we take for granted all the time with last year's crew, who a lot of those kids started for 3 years. This year's kids, you just got to be a little more patient with them and step through things and explain things.
The Ottoman Wheelers will take on Exira EHK in week one, that game coming up on August 26th. Cam Volleyball enters the season under first-year head coach Zeely Rasmussen.
A lot of the girls I have worked with before. I was their junior high coach, so I've had the opportunity to work with them. Their skills that they learned when they were in the middle school was good, and now I can see some of those skills are coming around, and the girls are working hard on everything, just making things work better for our team.
Coach Rasmussen takes over for Chris Jonke, who is hired as the new head volleyball coach at Atlantic. Coach Rasmussen saying that a lot of the early season practices have been focused around conditioning.
Getting the girls so that they can make it to that fifth game if we need to make it there, hopefully not. Another thing we're working on is, of course, I think the number one thing is talking, making sure that everybody knows where everybody needs to be, and also just some of their ball skills, and also being in position so everybody is ready to make that next explosion.
Only 3 days of practice so far for the Cougars, but some players have already stood out.
Emily Bierman, she's a front row hitter in the middle, one of our leaders. Allie Hosselt looks to be strong. Elizabeth Maylander was a letterman. She's strong in the back row. And Morgan Anstey would be another one. You know, a great bunch of girls to be working with.
You can hear more from Coach Rasmussen online. Go to KS957online.com or 965KSOM.com for the full interview. There should be another strong cross-country season for the Harlan boys and girls teams. The girls team, coming off a state meet appearance last season, has a lot of those same athletes returning. Here's head coach Doug Brinkley.
Our number one runner, Jess Feldman, is going to be back, and she'll be a junior this year. And Rachel Pauly, Carrie Fremmel, Shelby Jacobson, Chantel Schmidt were all on that team last year, and they should do pretty well this year. The Hawkeye 10 is going to be tough this year. We saw Glenwood make a late push last all. I don't know if they lost anybody, so they're going to be real tough, and of course Atlantic is going to be real tough again.
Also, a couple of newcomers should contribute for the Harlan girls cross country team.
A young gal, her name is Bailey Poole, that was off the track, and she'll be a sophomore this year and had a very successful track season, good 800 runner. And I can see her being in our top 4 or 5 right away this season, and possibly climbing the ladder there too. We have a freshman, Marissa Clint, that looks like she's going to be pretty promising. You know, she'll spend some time on JV, but I could see her possibly moving up later as well.
As for the Harlan boys cross country team, they finished second in the Hawkeye 10 conference a year ago to a very talented Glenwood team. Coach Rinkley says he believes his boys cross country squad will be even stronger this season.
We had some upper class talent, and then we had a lot of young kids. And actually had our number one returning as a sophomore this year, Philip Sharenko, qualified for state last year. So he's had a great summer of training, and a lot of his teammates have too. So I'm pretty encouraged. I feel like we're about nine guys deep on this varsity boys team.
The Harlan boys and girls cross country teams will compete at the Glenwood meet for their first competition of the season. That meet will be held on August 30th. I'm Bennett Blake with Local Sports.